For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 138.
All right, 138. We're getting closer, guys. We're getting closer.
140
is on its way. Yes.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. Not a lot new. This week I was like, I want to find something new. I was going to try that show. What was it called? Based on a True Story. I think it's called on Peacock.
Oh, I think I did see that.
And I was like, oh, that kind of looks interesting. I was trying to find something new.
Each episode's like a different storyline, right?
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I was going to try that. And then I fell down a rabbit hole and found old episodes of ER on Hulu. And...
No, you did not.
Yes. God.
Did you dream about 1994 George Clooney? Yes. He was a babe.
He was.
They were all kind of a babe back then. Yeah,
really? Him, John Carter, and then Dr. Benton. And, oh, my God. Uh-huh. And so I that used to be my favorite show. And this was, like, before DVR. So, like, if you missed the episode, you missed the episode until the next time it showed during the summer on the reruns.
Yeah.
I did not miss an episode. So I got sucked into that.
Did you remember any of it, or was it all brand new?
No. That was my show. Like, I probably maybe missed one or two of all the seasons. I've watched it all. So, I found that. I watched all my regular shows. Obviously Kardashians, was on last night. It was actually pretty good. It just covered really, Khloe's face surgery.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
It was a lot more. I guess because we saw it on social media, just like with the bandages, but didn't see like the full deal of it all. And so like really seeing how like badly, her mouth was stitched on the inside and like she could hardly talk and just all the things, how serious it was. And then it also covered Scott Disick's accident he had in Calabasas where his car flipped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So. He just kind of hit a corner weird driving in the neighborhood and his tire kind of like caught the edge and it flipped it like a somersault and then onto its side. And he had to escape out of the sunroof.
Jeez.
Yeah. So there's just a couple things. It's ramping up to the buildup of the Courtney Kim dispute about
the,
yes. Yeah. Because this episode was Kim like laying the groundwork and working with Dolce & Gabbana. But she still keeps saying, like, I really hope Courtney doesn't feel this way. I've talked to her about it, but I don't know if she knows like what a big role I'm playing in it. Cause right now she's just kind of saying she's the creative director kind of thing. So it's pretty good so far. It has some cute moments. So I'm watching that. All of our stuff, of course. Oh, I went to the movies and I saw the latest installment of Fast and Furious.
Oh, this is the final, right? We're done.
So this is what I thought to be true. I went into it like mentally prepared for two things. A, obviously to watch 2 hours of Jason Momoa, which I'm always down for. And also for this to be the end. So, you know, I'm like, this is like the end of an era for me. I remember going to see the first one. It is not. I'll just say that.
It's not the end?
It is not.
Oh God, I can't. Well, but is it gonna be like the spin-off like Hobbs and Shaw, or is it gonna be like
No. This is like what is it? Like an Avengers. Like there has to be another to close out this story because they ended on a cliffhanger to be continued, which you know how much I hate.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I was furious about it.
Were you fast and furious?
I was furious because A, you know how much I hate any to be continues of any sort.
Correct.
But B, when I did my research, it says the next one will be in 2025.
What?
Yeah. What if I'm not here? What if something happens to me? I'm not going to ever know how this ended.
It's like that much of a cliffhanger?
Yes.
Oh, no, man. Yes. Mm-mm.
So, I mean, yeah, it's just, if you're a fan, Jason Momoa, I am a huge fan. I'm not an obsessed fan, but I'm a huge fan of him. He's not in it as much as I would like, actually. He's the villain, but it's he gets like spots here and there, and then he has these scenes here and there, but it's predominantly like the team, and then he just shows up. So,
oh, okay.
And he has his pants on, and you know,
no loincloth for you this time.
No, they're not in Hawaii or any of the places that require that. But yeah, no. So I saw that, and that was really it. I watched all of our stuff, obviously basketball. Watching the Celtics like make some miraculous thing and turn into a game 7. So I kind of got sucked into that.
I mean, way to give Denver all this rest to blow.
Yeah.
To blow it in the game 7. Like, why are you here?
I know. I was like, first of all, I'm just shocked that this has even happened. But
it could have been over 3 games ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that was really it. I didn't watch anything new. I've been looking for stuff. Like I've been kind of scouring because you know, now all of our shows are on summer break, and then with the writer's strike and things, like, I don't know what we're going to get.
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah. So at this point, I'm kind of looking for things that I haven't watched yet. So if anybody has any suggestions, let me know, but that's really it. Nothing new. How about you? What'd you watch?
There's an imprint on my couch because I watched everything possible.
Oh, well, do tell.
I watched all of season 2 of Yellow Jackets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would say it's not as impactful as season 1. I mean, which is to be expected, obviously. I love the setup for season 3. I think they did a really good job of that. Interesting that like certain people, like Van was alive, like that kind of stuff, like
they
kind of alluded or showed up later in the season. But yeah, I watched all of that. I'm all caught up on Top Chef this season. It's so good. It's World All-Stars or whatever. So it's like top chefs from all around the world. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. They did a really tough one though. They did like this Indian food challenge.
Oh, I love it.
They all kind of bombed on it. And it was like, well, how do you expect these them to whip up Indian like in 30 minutes? Like, this is crazy. But like some of the challenges, like normally some of the challenges, I'm like, oh, I could do that or I could do that. I'm like, these, I'm like, I could not do these.
I love Indian food, but I don't know. Wouldn't even attempt to try.
Yeah. And then all of our shows. Oh, and then I got into Bupkis. Did I tell you this?
Oh, okay. So you sent me the text and was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, I forgot I wanted to start that. So I started the first episode.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You saw the end of the first episode.
I was like, nope. This is it. Can't do it. Can't.
So I was like, they're not going to show this. I'm like, people are going to watch it. It's not like really ruining anything. He masturbates on his mom. Is that like a nice word?
Well,
he ejaculates on his mom.
Well, his eyes are covered in a virtual reality mask, so he doesn't see that she's there.
Correct. Regardless.
Still gross.
So the first episode ends with Pete Davidson having virtual porn and then ejaculating on his mother and the laundry basket. Don't forget. Now you got to rewatch all those clues.
Yeah, I can't.
So I watched, I think I got into like 4 episodes, but like nothing really, I wouldn't say there's like a plot line. It just is kind of like random happenings.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to continue with it. It's kind of a little odd.
It is definitely odd. And I was like, I guess this is an exaggeration, but if this is anything like somewhat comparable to your life, this is weird. Like, yeah, I don't know who you are, but that shit was, no.
Yeah. And then I got really bored because I was literally out of shows at this point. And so I watched Snoop Dogg's World's Dumbest Criminals on Peacock.
Oh,
and it was actually really funny because he brings on like his friends, but it was like he brought on Lonnie Love, he brought on some other like funny black comedians. Like, it was hilarious.
He did a couple of years back when they had the Olympics, him and Kevin Hart did like the commentary.
Yeah.
That was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
He's hilarious. Like, he's so funny.
Yes.
So if you need some like mindless television to have on in the background, definitely put on Snoop Dogg's World of the Criminals on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a ridiculousness, but then it's his commentary.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So yeah, it's just like funny YouTube videos and stuff, but then he comments and then he adds like funny stories that he's been through, and it's just really funny. And I think that's it. I mean, there was a lot of television. I mean, Yellow Jackets was 9 hours or something, and Top Chef was 12, I think.
OMG, you have been busy.
Just like, I did not get up. I was like, I'm just finishing Top Chef right now. There's still like two more to go, though. So,
okay.
Gotta get on that. Jumping into hot topics today, in case you wanted to feel poor, J-Lo and Ben finally found a house after 2 years of looking. We know they've pulled out of like several houses, which is insane. They paid $61 million in cash. Like, is that like a wire transfer? Do you like write a check? Like, how does this happen?
Do you go to the bank and say, put this in my bag? Like, how?
How would you like that? 20s and 100s, please. Yeah, like, what do you?
I don't even know how you would do that.
And if you like wire money, isn't there like a fee? So like, do you pay like the wiring fees? This is, I have questions.
These are questions I will never in life have the answer to unless I win the lotto. So,
well, the house is new construction. It's 38,000 square feet.
Oh my God.
It has a 2-bedroom security house. It's double gated, so you like absolutely can't get in. It has a security house at the front gate that's like permanent. It has like a 5,000 square foot gym or something. Wow. Like state of the art. It's got a full size basketball court. It's 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. Wild.
You never have to leave. Who needs 24 bathrooms? Who's gonna
and they were like moving. They were moving in like as of yesterday. So like this all went through like within 5 days. Like how did that happen?
And who's gonna clean those bathrooms?
Like renting an apartment takes like 2 weeks. You can move in a $61 million house in 5 days.
If you have $61 million in cash, I think you could do whatever you want.
Sounds about right.
I only can pray I never know.
The house was originally listed at $135 million.
Oh, they got a steal.
50%
they got it a bargain.
I love a deal.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
what a
it's
life.
A one-of-a-kind indoor sports complex. Full gym, basketball court, pickleball courts, boxing ring, sports lounge, and bar.
Oh, well. The kids won't ever have to go anywhere.
Guess how many cars fit in the garage?
25. 12.
The driveway can park a staggering 80 cars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a 2-bedroom guardhouse. It is one of the most private and secure estates in all of Beverly Hills.
Wow. Good for them. Good for you guys.
From the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Garner had their daughters at Disneyland, living the life.
Don't worry, Serafina. You're going to get one of those 12 bedrooms.
Yeah. J-Lo, while you guys are moving, I'll take your daughter with my daughter, and we're going to Disneyland.
I mean, they only have 5 kids.
Yeah.
And plus them. So that's 6 bedrooms. What do you do with 6 other bedrooms?
Well, I'm sure her family's there a lot.
Crazy.
That is wild.
Tom Sandoval was on a Southwest flight, Southwest no less, to Pittsburgh, and he was on the phone with Rachel. And apparently he said, I'm going to fucking Pittsburgh. And then the Pittsburgh like mayor or whatever, or visitors bureau was like, you know, that's offensive, whatever. Like,
yeah, we don't want you here.
We're very friendly. Like, we'll show you around if you need to.
Yeah.
I don't think it was her. I think he saved someone's number under her name. Cause like the way that his phone is turned out, there's like no one else in his row. It seemed like a very obvious photo op to me.
Well, and also I thought she's not allowed to talk to anybody, like have her cell phone in her.
No, she's at her grandma's in Tucson now, or Sedona or something, apparently.
Oh God.
She's escaped the mental health facility.
Sorry, Arizona. Now she's your problem.
Do you think it was her?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's stupid enough to be talking to her in public like that. But I think right now he's grabbing at straws looking for something because he knows that he's not favoring well through this whole reunion experience.
It just seems so like perfectly like placed and the photo's perfect to say Raquel Levis. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like a really good photo.
It's possible. I mean, I guess.
Yep.
No, I was just gonna say, I guess like if you see like people clearly know who you are and are whispering about you, you might think like this is a good time to try to set up somebody for a paparazzi photo.
Well, get one of those like screen protectors that you can't, you know, like the paid ones.
Also that, or just turn your phone the other way.
Barack went on a podcast and said that the letters that Rachel was sending were covered in lightning bolts.
Oh my God.
Like, is she 12?
She's like, oh God.
She is crazy. I have questions. We're never going to get answers.
I know. I listened to that, like a brief clip of that. And he was saying that like after that episode came out, when Ariana said on the podcast, like, I don't know what the letter said because it's against the law for me to open them. Then she started sending postcards.
Well, Hey, from Sedona.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a postcard letting you know that I'm all right. Like, pick up the phone, Demi, like everybody else.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Your boy Jason, Jason Oppenheim from Selling Sunset, and his girlfriend, the 25-year-old, have broken up.
Well, wish I could tell you I was shocked, folks, but I'm not.
I mean, 21 years is a huge age gap.
Huge. Well, multiple things. The age gap, the fact that she lives in Europe and does not want to live here full time. And so he was trying to go back and forth and be there with her and her come here. The fact that he has been very vocal about not wanting children, and she's literally 25 years old and has said she wants to have a family one day. And he's like, well, you know, maybe, okay, well, I think by the time she decides she wants a family, you're going to be like 60, bro. So no, sir. Although, I mean, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are both having children right now, and they're in their 80s. So.
There was a report that Al Pacino wanted a paternity test because he's like, there's no way it's mine.
Well, she's 29, so
83, getting it in.
This is what I have a gripe with, and I'm just going to say this really quickly. I am 43 years old, and if I was to get pregnant today, that is considered a geriatric pregnancy. My sister is 38 and is pregnant, and she had to go through all these testing because that's considered a geriatric pregnancy. So how is it that an 82-year-old man can impregnate someone and nobody gives two shits about that sperm and what age is of that and what condition that's in? Just going to say that.
Clearly it wasn't planned.
I mean,
his kid's going to like never know him.
No, your kid, by the time the kid's 10.
Why is this 29-year-old girl letting this 83-year-old man hit it?
Well, she was dating somebody else that was older before him. I read it. Oh, I can't think of it. It was in People, but she was dating someone else that was considerably older as well before him. And she's 29, which is the same age as like his oldest kid that he has, which I feel like is also young for you to be 82. Why don't you have like 50-year-old kids? Oh, yes.
I'm also 29.
Me too. But I just had to throw that out there. Mind boggled. So, you know, but it's valid in this season of Selling Sunset as they're talking. Mary asks her like, hey, so can I ask you like, do you want kids? Because he's been very like open about that. That was the issue with him and Chrishell. She wanted a baby and he didn't. And she was like, yeah, of course. Like I'm 24 years old. I want a family, but not right now because I'm modeling and I have all these things. And you know, and maybe in like 10 years. Okay, well, in 10 years, when you're in your 30s, he's not.
Is she on the show just as his girlfriend or is she like part of the show?
Yes. Yeah, she's on there as his girlfriend. She comes to visit. And so that he brings her to meet everybody at the offices.
Got it.
And then he leaves to go to Europe to spend time with her.
Okay.
And then he comes back on toward the end of the season, and she comes with him and comes into the office and then comes to like the last big party. And then they show them having dinner with like Mary and her husband and then Chelsea and her husband. So she's shown on there, but she's not like a big part.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of breakups, a couple of Bravo breakups. We talked about Lisa Hochstein and Lenny and Kim and Croy. Both of them had police calls this week.
Okay.
My first thing is like y'all have young kids. So
yeah.
you are public figures. This is like, do you really want your kids looking back 8 years from now and be like, oh, dad called the cops on mom? Like, come on.
Yeah, no, not acceptable.
According to Radar Online, on May 30th, Croy called the police on Kim for refusing to leave their master bathroom around 10:30 p.m.
You know, what if she was going to the bathroom? Like, what? You can't call the cops because someone won't come out of the bathroom.
Wait, No, hold on. Croy said Kim was, quote, refusing to leave and allowing him to shower.
You don't have another shower?
Six bathrooms?
Right. You don't have another shower in there? Like, come on. Now you're just looking for reasons. Do the cops even come out for this?
I don't think they come out for this. So at the time of the dispute, Kim and Croy's children were asleep and they were unaware of the drama. Meanwhile, Kim said that while she was on the phone, Croy started shouting at her and telling her to leave. Then when she attempted to exit, Croy would stand in the doorway and block her way. She even accused Croy of chest bumping her.
What is going on?
But said nothing physical occurred on this date. She said she stated that in the past, and he had prevented her from calling 911 by taking her phone. That's a felony, by the way.
Yes.
I just don't know why, like, you have children. She had to complete a parenting class. She has six kids, folks. Like, let's discuss the fact that, like, insane.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. On the Lenny and Lisa side, so the altercation prompted Lenny. So he went to retrieve his mail from the master bedroom, primary bedroom, which was her room now, I guess. First and foremost, the prenup clearly stated that she had to leave the house. And this, we're now a year into this and she ain't leaving. Which is wild to me.
Drag her out of there.
Literally. So he came home, as we know, you know, what's funny. This made me think of like the Lala and the narcissist comment of like, you can't find them when you need them, but once you want them to leave, they never.
Yes.
I'm like, that's what Lenny's doing. Remember he was like sitting on the bed, yes, just hanging out.
Absolutely. It's what they do.
So Lenny entered the master bedroom to find his mail. I don't know why your mail would be in her room, but okay. And she came out yelling at him, get out of my room, da da da, all this stuff. Lenny says that she shoved him. She chased him throughout the house, yelling and screaming and da 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 da. Yeah, right. We don't believe it. The altercation prompted Lenny to file an emergency motion for requesting a hearing for temporary custody of his and the children. Wait, here's the best part. In the filing, he stated that he would like to reside in the home with the children and that Lisa to leave.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah. So this clearly makes sense that you made all this up. You probably didn't enter the room because she probably was like, get out of the room. So then you called the police to try to get her out of the house.
No, God, this guy is such a.
He's horrible.
The worst.
However, a Miami judge did not view the couple's domestic circumstances as an emergency and swiftly denied Lenny's request.
Clearly,
Lisa responded to Lenny's claims and said, we will make a clear response filing. There was a long history of me having to call the police because of Lenny's behavior. On this occasion, he entered my bedroom without my consent. And while I wasn't yet fully dressed and refused to leave while calling me names in front of the children and taunting me. That side, I believe.
Yeah, sounds about right.
He's crazy.
So crazy.
I just don't like... Don't ever get married. Don't do it, folks.
That's wild. Yeah.
Anything else on Hot Topics?
No, quite weak this week.
We are going to just like touch on Martha's Vineyard. I think it might be one of like, it's getting terrible ratings, just to put that out there.
Which is crazy because it's pretty entertaining.
I mean, I don't think Atlanta's a good lead in for it because they're very different shows.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I think it's a little presumptuous to be like, oh, let's put the black shows on together and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like your lead in would have been Summer House, right? And then you would have led into Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, because those are the people who would want to watch this.
Yes.
That's what I would have done. This guy, Nick, is just a piece of
wild.
Oh, we've been together a year and a half, but now it's getting serious. I'm sorry. If you're with somebody for a year and a half.
It's been serious.
Oh, she's a very private person. We know where we stand. I don't think she knows that you're sliding into DMs calling people your wife.
No.
This man is a no sir.
Yeah, and if she's private, why'd you just put her picture on the television?
Yeah, I will try. What was her name? I wanted to look her up on Instagram, but I couldn't hear her name.
I didn't either. I was just trying to understand, like, what the hell is he? What is he talking about?
Yeah.
You mentioned to no one that you had this person for all this time, and you're saying how private she is, but then there's like five different photos of her now.
Well, and like when you're that smug, and people are like, "Well, I hope you're happy." Oh, I'm happy. I am so happy. Like,
yeah,
sir, sir.
And then I thought it's also. Yeah, no, I thought it was also funny too, is he's saying I'm so happy and all of these things, and then we've seen them now, they've been there for days, and then now all of a sudden, oh, he's on a phone call with her.
Yeah. Oh, I miss you, babe. I'm like, sir. Yeah.
You haven't called her since you've been here.
You fully said, oh, I'm gonna try to go into this house and meet a woman. Girl, bye. This man is hideous.
Mm-hmm.
What is Silas, sir, if we're friends and we're on vacation and we're working out, I don't need you to yell at me.
No, I would be like, you know what? I'm going with them. I didn't want to be here in the first place. I came to do your workout, and I'm going walking with them with those mimosas.
Thank you for your service in the military. This is not a boot camp. I'd like you to stop yelling at me now.
Also, like, everybody knows when you are helping people work out, not everybody's in the same level in their fitness journey. So what you can do might not be what he can do.
No.
I wouldn't have been able to do one. You're not going to be yelling at me.
Put your legs up higher. Come on, you got more in there. Like, he's like, no, I'm doing all I can. I don't have any.
Yeah,
more.
But like, that's why I used to love Orange Theory so much, is because like, whenever you would go, there was everybody's at a different level, and they would show you like, you could do it this way. But for those of you that like can't do a full push up, do it this way. Or if you can't do this kind of squat, do this. Like, you can't just be screaming at this man. He's doing his best.
So that's when Nick brings up. He's like, so like, let's talk about you being controlling. Okay, Nick, let's talk about you having a fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know if like that's...
I don't think that was the best approach.
Not even the approach, but like, I don't know how you like... I think it's hard to have that conversation. Like, what's your end game?
Well, right. And also...
Are you speaking for his wife? Are you speaking for the other people in the house? Like... What's I just needed more like context in that sense.
Yeah, like if you're saying like, hey bro, like as a friend, like we've been friends a long time, like I've just observed a few things, like do you feel maybe like you're a little more controlling? I feel like, you know, this is what I've been seeing. I don't know, but I feel like he's not going to take any relationship advice from you with your secret relationship.
No sir. So they have a convo with Nick and his girlfriend about Shanice and the wife. We know all that. Jordan was just like cracking me up. Alex was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm confused.
I know.
He's like, in all honesty, I have no idea. He didn't have a girlfriend. I knew of her, but like, I didn't think they were serious. Like, this man's wild.
I love it.
I love Alex. Alex is
do too. He's really funny.
He's a little too zen, but he's still shady enough to be like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I mean, Bria was the one. Bria's like, yeah, I'm going to need more information. Like, what, sir?
Yeah.
Literally 3 days ago, you were in everyone's DMs.
Yeah, and everybody was like confused. Like, wait, that's not... Every woman here has gotten a DM from you, except for the married one. And she's like, no, you said, like, this was your goal. So now I'm... Like, the whole thing was confusing.
Well, and then like when Preston and Jasmine were asking questions, and Jordan's like, I'm sorry, I don't think you answered the question. Like, was that the answer? You were like, I don't think he answered it.
He didn't.
Rambled off some words.
Yes.
She's amazing. She's sir.
That's all great, but no.
How do you think Jasmine handled this Simon convo?
I don't understand what's the problem. Maybe it's just me, but she told them at the bowling alley.
Correct.
He's coming from Europe. So he, you know, with the jet lag, he's going to stay a couple more days. So he'll be here for, you know, 5 days or a week, whatever. I remember hearing her say that.
Yes. She said he's coming for the last week.
Right.
I think I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's racism, but no. I think it's because he is white.
Yeah, I think that plays a part, And I think that also, like, I don't understand what else would be the issue. If you're having people come every weekend, like different random people rotating through, and then you have like the mainstays, but I mean, okay, yeah, hey, just quickly, like, does anybody else have a problem with having like a guy in the house that nobody knows over the next week?
Yeah, we already watched Silas and you go at it every night.
Oh my God, if I have to watch that one more time, like, fuck. That.
Why is she so loud?
Right. Are you not aware there's people in the house? Like, do you not even care?
I love how no one reacts. They all just go about like showering, laundry, all just going about their business. Because
they're probably like, whatever, this is what it is every night. Like, Jesus criminy. But I just felt like this houseboat shit, like, we're not going to keep doing this houseboat thing. Like, we're not, this is not kindergarten. Who wants to, what are the activity we're going to do? Raise your hand. Like, no, no.
Welcome to Big Brother. You've been voted out of the
house. Yeah, like, I could see.
That's also not a solution to anything.
No, and I could see if it's about, like, money or, like, oh, well, we or disrespect. Right.
Like, the whole what Phil thing was, like, made sense. Like, he's disrespectful. Different. You have to leave the house.
But if you're saying, like, we want this to be, like, the African-American experience, to reflect the African-American experience at Martha's Vineyard and this and this, like, well, you're not doing anything, A. We're just watching you all in the house. But also, like, that's her partner and he's not, we're not saying go bunk with the other guys. Like, he's going in her room. I guess I'm missing the biggest piece of why this is such a big deal.
Well, and this is why I like new shows like this and the, like, young reality TV personas, because, like, oh, I didn't say that. And we're like, let's roll the tape. Like, you, all this is on camera.
Right.
Everything you've said is on camera. And so it's all there. So, like, how are you going to sit here and act like, oh, I didn't say that. We have to take it to the house.
And I think it's also like, we're already making concessions for you to have Milo here. Like, wait a minute. Now you're comparing this man to like this little tiny dog. Like, wait.
Do you think Jasmine had a problem before Silas had a problem?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I think she had an issue with her. Like, she wanted her to be single. She wanted to introduce her to other guys. She wanted to introduce her to the other guys in the house. And she was clear. Okay. I have a man. Okay, fine. But then when he started pushing the issue, that's when she was like, I'm going to go talk to her. Let me talk to her. Let me take this off. Like, then it was just like, okay, wait, why? Like, you may have had a feeling about it, but it created it into a big issue when he said something.
Yeah. Also, like, oh, I got to go out there. My man's talking to another woman. I got to go out there. Like, ma'am, he's fine.
Yeah, it's Bria. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
And Milo, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on Martha's Vineyard real quick?
I'd be more worried about Milo.
Yeah. He looks shifty.
Yes. Nope, that's it.
Jumping into Atlanta. Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Okay, so let's start with this, because I don't think that that's the way that Sonia should have told her sister she has to move out.
Absolutely not. That wasn't
you it. Just like, oh yeah, by the way, Ross and I were talking and he's ready to live alone. So there you go. Like that. Hey, can we talk? Hey, this is going to be rough. How are you guys feeling? Like nothing. And you just put it all on your husband.
Yeah, that, I feel like that should have been a private conversation between them or even with the mom.
Yeah. Like, hey, how are you guys feeling? We're thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? Where do you think you'd land?
Yeah. Like, do you want to stay in Atlanta? Do you not? Like,
yeah.
Just to be in the middle of this all of a sudden, like, well, you know, Ross is ready for just BS here. Like, what?
Like, ma'am, it's been 2+ years. Yeah, essentially. Well, there was like no time frame. There was no like, do you have any questions? How are you feeling? There was nothing. It was just like she dropped a bomb in the middle of a business meeting and then got on the phone and started yelling at her husband. Mm-mm. Well, he quit. That man said, I'm out of here.
Yeah. He was like, well, if we got to go, then I'm not going to work for you.
Well, then the sister said she was sick, so she didn't show. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So she's just like, well, who's going to do your hair now?
Did you hear the mom? The mom was like, I knew something was up. He wasn't returning emails.
Yeah. But I mean, that means the parents have to go too. Like,
I think have been ready.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think they're okay with it. I think they should just been like, well, or like, hey, like we're looking to have a second kid or we're growing up, we're outgrowing. I don't know. I just feel like there was a different way to handle that.
Absolutely agree.
Currently, as I'm about to drop a bomb in my housing situation.
There's
I guess I should take some notes from Sonya.
Yes. Always good ways to handle every situation.
Let me go back and rewatch that real quick.
Take a house vote.
Yeah. Luna, house vote time. Four paws up. Okay, Marlo. I can't. Someone needs to put her in her place.
No.
Candy never helped get my charges expunged.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. Is she a lawyer?
Is she a judge or an attorney? Absolutely not.
Also, you called her a fraud all last season. You called her like what?
Yeah, no.
And what is she going to do from 20 years ago? Like, oh, I know her now.
Yeah, no. This is not her responsibility, ma'am.
No, not at all. Girl, bye.
Go take your Halloween photos and just do that.
And like, I don't want to say this is like a storyline, but like, and maybe you're triggered. I hate that word. But like 2 years later, like she never acknowledged the death. Let me tell you, how many restaurants have we worked in?
Oh, too many.
Do you think the owner of, we'll even use Wild Fox because it no longer exists. Mm-hmm. Do you think the owner of Wild Fox would have been aware if so-and-so line cook, who quit, mind you, got shot at home 2 months later?
No. Not unless they were in, like, close friends.
Yeah. Well, his photo we used was the photo from Old Lady Gang. Like, I'm like,
that's not her problem.
Ma'am. Well, in that case, the photo of my grandpa at Disneyland should say something about my grandfather's death.
Disneyland did not acknowledge
his death. Girl, I can't with Marlo. Someone call. I need Nini or someone to put this woman in her place because it is not working for me.
Oh, God, I wish.
We get started on the Birmingham trip. Candy and Drew are out. The first thing I thought, I actually said this, I'm like, Kenya has no backup now.
No.
Like, that was my first thought before she even said it. Like, oh, my two best friends are here. Like, yeah.
It made no sense.
You it in trouble, no girl.
Yeah. It was like, girl, why are you taking these people? Like,
no.
We're going to eat you alive.
No. Also, Sonya had to like leave and go. Why are we filming this trip if like y'all can't be there? Also, this trip looks, call Candace, this trip looks low budget.
Oh, God.
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Courtney opens up about Bryce, her baby daddy. I've said this before. I'm probably going to say it again. The daughter is 24 years old.
Yeah, it's not like she keeps saying it's complicated. Like, what is complicated? Either say he is the father of my daughter, but we're still trying to like test the waters.
That's moot at this point.
It's she's not saying anything.
Years. No, did you hear him? He goes, when you coming home?
I was like, what is going on here?
Or just say like, hey, we reconnected. We're dating again. Like, use it that way. Like the baby daddy and the co-parenting. Those are not terms you use for a 24-year-old girl.
Ugh.
So annoying. And then Kenya versus Marlo get into it over the Drew story. Why didn't production show the production cam of Marlo standing over Drew? Did you catch that?
I didn't. I was kind of wondering about that myself.
So they showed the footage that backed up Marlo just sitting there and Drew talking to her, but they didn't replay the footage of Marlo screaming, kicking the door and standing over Drew, which is what Drew said happened, which did happen.
Yeah.
I was confused.
I didn't know if because Drew wasn't there like to dispute it or to say anything, but I don't know, but it was just like, there's a whole other piece to this that's not.
But we saw it.
Yes, we did. But I don't know why they're not.
That's weird. Mark that down for a reunion topic.
Yeah, because I feel like Courtney was still standing there with Drew.
I think she was like in and out. Yeah.
Oh, but I was like,
you know what I will say? Her confessionals, she's pretty.
Yeah, no, she is. She's just
her style's good. Her makeup's good. She's just a social climber.
Yes, and annoying. That's
Everyone gets their rooms. This one's, I can't. First of all, we're in Birmingham, which is like a college town. So for y'all to think that you were going to get like top-notch accommodations, let's be real, right? Second of all, why did Marlo say, get the manager on the phone to bring me a cocktail?
Yeah. So
This is a Hampton Inn.
Right. Well, okay. So first thing, Kenya, you have them do this dance contest to get the biggest room. So, of course, in my mind, you know, like, oh, she's going to get the suite. Like, ooh, it's going to be fancy. And then you see the hotel. It's like, oh, no. Probably, you know, just like, but her room, Sheree got, was the same as everybody else's. Yeah, there was absolutely nothing different. So you didn't really win anything.
And like the paint was peeling on Kenya's room. Like it was very clearly like a Hampton. Like it was not a five-star resort by any means.
No, although I don't know if they have that there. No, I mean, I've never been there, so I can't make a judgment.
Why did Marlo think that someone was going to call the manager of the hotel and he or she was going to bring her a cocktail?
Because Marlo is a little bit deranged and delusional.
They get to the charity event. Magnetta. I love Magnetta. Give me all the Magnetta. I'm here for it.
She could have kept on what she had on. You could have wore your sweatpants to this and it would have been just fine.
I mean, here's what I find odd is like the charity event obviously had to sign off on the waiver to be there, right? Like,
yeah. To say like people will be filming here.
I love when Marla was like, Kenya, why'd you leave me? Why didn't you call me? I don't have your number. I'm going to use that all the time now, but I don't want to do it. People are like, I don't have your number. I may have had your number for 20 years. I don't have it now, though.
Yeah, I didn't have it today.
Why didn't you call me? I don't have your number.
I told you when to be downstairs, so.
God, I love me some Kenya Moore. They get kicked out, as we know. They had like champagne bottle with sparklers. I don't know. This was the weirdest.
I don't understand that part.
But people there all must have signed waivers because all their faces were on camera.
Well, and you would think you would not want to kick out the people that probably have the most money there because this is a charity event, so you want them to spend it.
They were distracting.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We finish up at Kenya's room. Marlo's pissed, banging on the door. That was rough.
That was crazy. I don't even understand that. Also, I don't even get it.
Also, get Brooklyn her own room. I don't think the 5-year-old needs her own room.
Yeah, that's not how this works. You don't leave the child alone in a hotel.
Get her own room. No, Marlo, only you kick your children out of their house.
Yeah. That's not how this works.
Not Kenya. She's crazy.
Yeah, I would have probably killed her if she was banging on my door like that.
Well, and then you asked her to stop, and then she continued to bang on it.
Ugh.
You don't want to get thrown out of the, you got thrown out of the charity event. Don't get thrown out of this hotel.
Well.
No, ma'am.
She's about to, because Marlo, sometimes, like, she has, to me, like, there's just this weird line, and it's either funny or too far. There's no in-between with her.
Fair.
Ugh.
Well, and then her and Magnetta are going at it on...
Oh my God, those have been wild.
Like, going at it. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't even know if I can find it right now, but...
Well, and Marlo's like telling her, well, you don't have a peach and blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, you just got one. Like, hold on a minute. And she should have one because she is way more entertaining. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I think the casting's fine. I think we could downgrade Marlo to a friend. Yeah. I think we can move someone up. I just find it odd that we're like filming. If Candy was busy and Drew, it sounds like something's going on. Clearly she's missed two events now, three events, right? Cause she was missing the first event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's missed all three events.
Yeah.
So how do you leave her with a peach? I like her. I'm saying that.
And I think, I mean, I'm just speculating, but it's like, okay, she keeps saying she's sick. But I think this has got to be the beginning of the unraveling, and she doesn't want to leave. Like, something's going down in that house.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%. Insane. Anything else on Atlanta?
No, it is wild.
Also, ratings not doing well at all for them either.
Yeah, they're going to need to kick that up a notch.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know, like, if New York is going to help on Sunday. I don't know this programming is weird to me right now.
Well, do you think it'll make a difference? Because we'll probably be getting to the end of this, right? By the time New York starts in July.
Yeah, but they start usually July 16th. So what, we're 6 weeks out? We're on episode 4. So episode 10, there's usually at least 16 episodes.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap up Martha's Vineyard by the time New York starts.
I mean, I hope so. Because I don't know how much Martha, how long they're going to plan to stay there.
I kind of like it though. You don't watch Summer House, but this is an interesting fact of like, so Summer House leaves every week and they only film on the weekends. These people are filming for 2 weeks straight.
Like how they go to the Hamptons.
Yeah. But they're there for 2 weeks. Summer House doesn't film like this. Summer House, they all go back to the city every week.
Got it. Okay.
And they only film on the weekends in the Hamptons.
Okay.
But this, they're filming straight through 15 days.
Yeah. And then some of them are going home. Like the one girl has to
go. Yeah. They come and go for work and stuff as needed. I also think it's weird that like now we're on episode 4 or whatever and you're introducing new people.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering
if that's seen that guy Jason somewhere before too.
Oh, really? Did you tell?
No, I mean, not like that. Like he just looks, I don't know. Something about him like looks familiar.
Oh.
I don't know. Where do you want to go from here? Some Jersey?
Oh boy. Let's get into it.
Okay. So Melissa, Teresa, we know this is still going on. Melissa, I think wins with, I know you hate me, but try to control yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Here's that what I think for like, everyone's saying, oh, Melissa's, you know, she's trying to get a paycheck. I don't think she's trying to be a paycheck. I think I said this last week. I think she's finally done protecting Teresa and holding her tongue for the sake of her and Joe's relationship.
Yes. I think that Joe was kind of like, no matter what, that's family. We can't.
Yeah. And
now she finally was just like, no.
Yeah. Did you catch the blatant homophobia from Joe Giudice? Because I almost turned the episode off.
Yeah.
No, and I'm shocked that Bravo has not addressed it at all.
Yeah. It was very clear what he was saying.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Very clear what he was saying. Because Andy kind of was like, oh.
They all were.
Yeah.
Dolores, everyone was like, oh, like that was, I can't believe they aired that.
Yeah. They should have cut that out for sure. That was not
I'm going to tweet them right now.
Yeah. It was not appropriate.
Especially right during Pride Month, right in front of my salad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So long story short, Teresa, Joe happens to call. Teresa's phone happens to be on. Andy talks to him and he says, I never watched the show. And he goes, well, I heard they had the show in prison. And he said, yeah, they did. But I didn't hang out with that group who watched it.
Yeah.
That wasn't my group, sir.
Too bad, because you would have had probably a better time.
Yeah, a mess. Teresa says, feel my heart. Oh, feel my heart.
Oh, God.
She seemed kind of like loopy to me.
She's not right. Like, I don't know what they got going on in that house, but she's...
It's going back, because like the last couple seasons... So I look back to like season 3 when like all of it kind of started with the arrest and all that, or the jail time.
Yes.
And like, remember how unhinged she was?
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like she had kind of calmed down, like her namaste, the last couple of reunions, like she's like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, you fight. I mean, now she seems like very loopy and very like, she's not even trying to combat things. She just yells no or.
Yeah. And she just says, I mean, she's got, and it's funny because she keeps trying to say like, we need to be classy. Like there's nothing you're doing or saying or behaving like that's classy. Nothing.
Zero like, oh, things. My family ruined everything. And, you know, Dina didn't want to be on camera. Like, no, ma'am. No, we all know. No,
you ruined everything. That's not what happened.
I like how she did say like, oh, well, you know, I wish Dina would have given me more notice. Oh, interesting. And even Andy said, Andy's like, we wouldn't have filmed her. So no, that's not true.
Yeah. Anybody who says they don't want to be, there was a lot of people there that weren't filmed.
And even, you don't watch Family Karma, but Family Karma, they had some like family type wedding festivities and they're like no cameras and they totally respected it. Andy is he hasn't really been protecting her. I think Andy wants Louie out of the picture.
Yeah.
Because he's not protect. Like normally he'd protect Teresa or like try, like he's not at all.
No. And Louie's bad for business.
Ugh, he's a creep. Teresa says, can we be like Beverly Hills? And Melissa says, you're not Beverly Hills.
Yeah, this ain't it, girl.
No, bitch. And then she goes, oh, they never invite me anywhere. I invited myself to dinner. How did you invite yourself to dinner if you were unaware that dinner was happening?
Yeah, huh? And you're in all of these multiple photos.
Multiple photos. Here's what's crazy is that Melissa's got like dates and times and photos, and like Melissa was very prepared. Teresa was not prepared for this at all.
No.
Louis asked out Alexia.
That's crazy.
I mean, red fucking flag.
Yeah. Everybody said like, no, he wanted to go out with Alexia, and Alexia and her husband were at the wedding. So I was like, this is weird.
Red. He wanted to be on television.
Yeah.
They met because his sister was going to like book signings. His sister was a huge fan. And introduced them. And he said, oh, I didn't know her. I'd never seen the show. That is a goddamn lie. Ugh.
Yeah, no.
Teresa threatens to fire Melissa. I want you out of my life. I mean, on the bright side for us is like, first of all, Teresa did not come out of this reunion looking great at all. But
no.
If Bravo were to go through with that now, it looks like they catered to you. And we know how that landed for Nene. We know how that landed for LVP. We know how that landed for Bethany. Like, all of these people make demands. You're not bigger than the show.
No. And she kept saying, like, well, this is my show. I started this show and I was there first. Well, it's like, no, girl. Actually, this you were just on the show, but this wasn't your show. It wasn't for you.
Yeah. Switching gears, Frank still lives with David because Dolores says that he built the house.
That is so weird.
And Andy goes, someone built my house, but they don't live with me.
So weird that he still lives there.
And Polly is not divorced.
Yeah, I guess just a 14-year marriage of convenience of some sort.
Long time, long time. Danielle talks about her brother. She sent her brother's baby a gift and they sent it right back.
This can't be just over a post. Like, there's no way somebody's going to send a gift back over a post.
No, who doesn't love a gift?
Right. It's just weird.
Wild.
And then for her to go on and say, like, he's such a big fan and was always a fan of the show and watched the show. And Andy's like, well, he would have been on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I will say we kind of ripped on that, some of them in the photos, but all of the dresses looked really good on camera.
Yeah.
Even Danielle's. Melissa and Teresa get into it about Melissa trying to recruit the newbies to her side. I didn't see her trying to recruit Danielle at all.
No.
Marge says she's tired of the tree stumps because, you know, we call Teresa Stan's tree huggers. Teresa says, I am not a stump. Look at you.
This bothers me and it never gets addressed. And I hate that she constantly, look at what you look like. Look at you, look at yourself. Like, why are you always doing that? She is either fat shaming or like, I just can't with her.
It's also, you totally missed the comment because it wasn't even about you, you stupid moron. Right.
That's why Marge was like, that went over your head. Okay.
We get into endorsements again. Jen said she doesn't need any endorsements. And then Jen tried to bring Andy into it. Andy was like, no, I love endorsements. I'm all about like all.
Yeah, he's like, I got lots of them.
He's like, pajamas? I'm in. I don't know. I think Jen could be on. He is so over her.
Yeah.
And Teresa, I think that duo, he could just be like, okay, you're both on pause.
Yeah, I could live without both of them. Jen, especially.
Rachel and Danielle get into it. Something about balls and where you leave. I don't know. This was not top tier, ladies. Not at all.
No.
They did make a truce.
Yeah. Dolores bartered she brokered the peace and was just like, this is stupid. We're tired of hearing about it. It's still going on. Like, are we done?
Yeah. well, Dolores, 10 years or 13 seasons later, we're still here.
Yeah. No.
Teresa says that Rachel set her up with the Antonia question and no one on the couch agreed with her at all.
Cause it was a real question. What you ask when you're trying to get to know somebody. Are your kids close? You're clearly related. Your kids are cousins. Just asking, do your kids play? Are your kids close? Like, that's not a set up question.
Teresa also says that Melissa and Joe never put food on the table and Melissa had to explain to her that it was an analogy, but we all know that Teresa doesn't understand analogies.
No.
We get into the jail visit and I remember this. Joe wasn't on the list.
Yeah. But now she's saying he was on the list.
No, she said he didn't complete the paper. Online, I guess she's saying that Joe never completed the paperwork for the background check, and that's why it took so long. It's always someone else's fault with her.
Yeah, she never takes any sort of accountability for anything.
Yeah. Jen wants to talk about Laura.
Oh my God, this Laura. So I mean, tired.
She's not on the show. Why? She's not on the show.
No, exactly.
And then when Andy's like, trust me, we would have had her on the show. And then an enemy who wants to take down Marge, we definitely would have had her on the show.
Yeah.
No. Teresa then talks about Melissa getting on the show 10 years ago. I can't.
I was so glad that this was finally, Andy addressed it and we shut this shit down. Because I'm so tired of hearing this. Oh, she wanted to be on. She was contacting them to be on. Oh, I'm so glad that he was like, no, that's not what happened.
It was already, here's the thing. It was already a show with Dina. It was Caroline's show, first and foremost, right. If we remember. Caroline, Dina was her sister. Jacqueline was her sister-in-law. And that's how the show started.
Yep.
So ultimately, if you've got Dina and Caroline leaving the show, your next natural progression would be a sibling, which would be Joe and Melissa. Obviously, yeah. That's where they look. That only makes sense. They're not going to bring crazy Danielle Staub's family.
God, no. And he even said, like, we liked Joe. I thought he was funny. He brought a lot to things. Like, I wanted them. They did. She did not call me.
No, not at all. Teresa goes, this is my show. It's my storyline. I had a baby. I got married. I went to jail. And Melissa goes, congratulations. We're so proud of you going to jail.
Yeah. Glad that's your accomplishment that you're listing in your list of accomplishments.
And you can tell, like, when Teresa shrieks, you can tell she doesn't have an argument.
Oh yeah.
No.
She's over there struggling. Yeah. She's struggling.
Jacqueline told me da 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 da. Andy's like, Jacqueline, like
Jacqueline Larita is now your source.
Well, didn't you like annihilate her in season 4? Didn't she like not show to a reunion because you were gonna drag like what?
Yeah.
Girl bye.
Yeah. So now Jacqueline told me credible source.
Jacqueline told me that Melissa and Joe were hanging out with Juicy Joe's ex-partner who flipped on Teresa.
Okay.
You know what? I learned something a long time ago. When you point the finger, there's always three pointing back at you.
But also, I think it's funny because this comment you're making then vindicates the fact that you said all these years Caroline Manzo was the one who turned you in.
Well, you said Caroline did it, and then you said Jacqueline did it, and now you want to say Melissa and Joe did it.
And that you called the FBI and the FBI told you.
No, ma'am. That's not how this works. Hi. Yeah. Hi. My name's Teresa. I was guilty of mortgage fraud. Could you tell me who turned me in?
Yeah. Just so I know.
A mess. We get into part 2 next week with the men coming out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I honestly don't know how they're going to film next season.
I don't know. And I really enjoyed this week. Bodito put out a little Instagram thing.
Oh, there was like a TikTok. I didn't read it yet. I saw it. Bodito. It was like,
I did not have anything to do with any of this. I wasn't trying to look into any of these people. If you need help, I could do these things, but I did not do this.
Well, that's the thing. Like Teresa lies during the season about it. And then her and Louis bring it up. Then it gets to Watch What Happens Live. They lie about it again. It's on the reunion where you lie the third time. Like, make it like pick a story. And you want to sit here and like Melissa's stories have not changed for 10 years.
No, it's been the same.
And so how can you sit here like you're the one whose story keeps changing? It's wild. God, I hate her. She's the worst. Now, what's actually worse is having to log on to Twitter on a Tuesday night. Because you hear all the people like, Teresa's been vindicated. I'm like, are we watching the same show?
No. Every time I hear that, I'm like, did I miss something? And I have to rewatch? Because I didn't see that.
No. No, ma'am. She looked like she was having a hard time waiting for Louis. You can ask Louis when he gets out here. Okay, we will. Can't wait.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Oh, he doesn't want to be on the show. Well, he sure does pop up quite a bit for someone who doesn't want to be on the show.
Yeah.
The fact that he was after a woman on the same platform who looks like you should have been a number one reason to run in the other direction.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't.
Like, Alexi is beautiful, but I don't think that's the only reason.
No. And then he admitted it. Like, oh, I picked up on Alexia first. Like, what? And now they all hang out. They were just in like the Bahamas together or whatever.
And Todd's just as annoying.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not as creepy.
No, not as creepy. Just annoying.
Yeah. Anything else on Jersey?
No, I am ready for next week.
Yeah, bring it on.
Right.
Jumping into some Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
How did Sandoval make the comment about Lala's IUD and no one batted an eye?
That was wild to me. Like the fact that Lisa was on Lala every minute, like, you can't say that, you're going too far. And nobody said anything when that comment was said.
Not a word.
Like that to me, I was, this is just, last night I watched it and was just infuriated to where I had to rewatch it because I was so mad that I knew I was missing things because I was just so worked up.
I just like, that was uncalled for to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like a lot's coming at you. You guys are, there's a whole, I get it, but that is not it. Like, no.
No, ma'am. We get a break for lunch. They kind of, we figure out. So Rachel, we haven't lied about anything. I don't know why they think we're pathologic. Like, ma'am.
That's what this means, you dummy idiot. Like,
she is a piece. I have no words for her.
The fact that he went straight to her trailer, went in there and was like, it's rough out there. You know, they're trying to make us out to be pathological liars. And she's like, well, we're not. Like, only thing we lied about is the affair. Exactly. That a 7-month affair that you lied about is, yeah.
And then Rachel does it. She's like, you were intimate with her. And she's like, he goes, she was being nice to me.
Yeah. They were living together. Hello.
And he's like, well, she was like stroking my ego. She told me I looked good. And then we like, I'm like, oh my God.
This is the thing that bothers me about her. It's like, you weren't unknowing. You weren't with him and then found out he had someone. You were her best friend. You knew they were living together. You knew they shared a room. You knew they were in this house. So you thought they just were not being intimate at all? Zero?
I can't.
Come on, girl. Come on. Pull it together.
Tom wants the cameras away. He's like, we get a break. This is illegal. And he's like, yeah, you can have a break if you want to be by yourself, but you're not going to like coach her through anything. Like, we've had enough.
No, go eat lunch and chill out.
And he's like, they're all having lunch with cameras on them.
Yeah.
He was crazy. I don't even know. I mean, he must need the paycheck, obviously, but like, just don't show up, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're here. It's really rough. They're tearing me apart. Like, no, you're doing this to yourself. You did this. Now you have to take it or don't come.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, he looks worse for the wear out there. He needs to really pull it together.
It looks like he's going to audition for like the new Joker movie.
Oh my God.
The trench coat and the cigarettes. Like,
sorry. I wouldn't even insult the Joker like that. Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix would never.
Never.
We find out James is in therapy. Katie goes after Tom Schwartz. She says, you're a serial killer's wet dream because you're friends with everybody.
Yeah. I mean,
what would you like? What do you think Schwartz is supposed to do? Honestly.
I mean, I think that in a couple of, I mean, obviously this is covering a couple different situations, because in this context she was talking about the situation with him and Brock being friends.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, okay, you know, he's a part of the wedding party, he was asked, it's kind of a show obligation, like, you're gonna go anyway, okay, fine. But to say like, well, I don't want to do this, like, as much as I hate it, like, you're getting a divorce, so you can't really dictate everything that he does. Either you're going to be friends without conditions or you're not. But you can't tell him everything he needs to do. I fully think he was absolutely wrong in the sense, as a friend, what he did to Ariana. And the fact that you sat here and you were complicit and you went on these trips with them and you knew, you're not stupid, you knew what was going on. But in the Brock situation, it was like, no, you know, he was a part of the wedding party. He was hanging out with them a lot. Sheena's going over to his house all the time. Like, you can't be, like, you can't control his life anymore.
Yeah.
But he's a dum-dum. Just say that.
Can I name the episode that?
Sure.
Serial Killer's Wet Dream. We talk about the Canyon Club. How did I miss this? When was this in August?
I don't think that was filmed. I think that they filmed and then when the cameras cut, this happened after.
Yeah, but this was during, this was before the wedding, after the wedding, or?
No, this was before, in the like beginning of the season when they all went to that, to Tom Sandoval's performance at that place.
Oh, got it.
And it was like at a strip mall.
Okay. Got it. Sheena, they bring up the temporary restraining order. They ask about the punch. Sandoval.
Oh my God, that guy.
He says, I can't answer that because Lisa was like, what are you waiting for? Let's go. Like, come on today. Like, he said, I can't answer because the relationship versus the truth. And I heard Sheena say, I punched that bitch in the face.
First of all, there is no relationship. She's no longer your friend. She gives no shits. So whatever you have to say, nobody cares anyways. But I think we all know, looking at Sheena, she didn't punch anybody in the face.
Like, I mean, she probably did like hit her, as we know, she threw the phone.
Yeah.
And she probably did say on the phone, I punched that bitch in the face, or I hit that bitch in the face.
Right.
But like, obviously you didn't punch, you know.
No, I mean, looking at the two of them, I hope you're not expecting like some sort of MMA match to go down, because neither of them are going to do much. But I mean, the fact that he made it like dramatic, like, I don't want to say, yeah. Like, come on, bro, you weren't fucking there. So
well, just say, like, my friends. And Aaron's like, you don't have any friends.
Yeah, she's not your friend anymore. She's just not.
We hear about the Coachella story again. So the Coachella story is that Ariana went to bed. Sandoval was in the hot tub with Raquel, and he said they were in an open relationship, and that's what Raquel believed. Here's what I would do if I were Rachel, Raquel, whatever you want to call her. I would have come out at this reunion and been like, it's all Tom's fault. He told me this. He lied to me. He's manipulative. I'm such a young... I would just like blame everything on him, be like, screw this guy. You're going down for this, sir.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go down, but you still like...
I'd blame everything on him. Every little thing. Like, oh, he told me I couldn't tell. He threatened my family. I would just keep going. I would just see.
He had a gun.
He tied me up every weekend. Like, I would just see how far I could go before people stopped me.
At this point, she has nothing to lose.
Yeah, right? Like, you're already not going to have a job. You're off the show. You're screwed. I mean, I would just like blame him 110%.
Yeah.
He told me Ariana knew. I mean, all that. Rachel did say she regrets the restraining order, and then she goes, oh, maybe I should have written Sheena a personal note.
That infuriated me. I was so upset. Anybody, especially who's been betrayed by a friend, which I have, that was like next level. You have no expression, no remorse, no emotion on your face. Oh, well, now I guess I should have wrote her a letter.
That's what's weird. I mean, you know me, I don't have a lot of emotions, but that's the really weird part, is that A, she's got this like creepy sociopathic smirk on her face, like 24/7.
Yeah.
But then she looks like she doesn't know what's going on, but I don't believe that. Yeah, I believe she's well aware of what's taking place.
Yeah.
Agreed. But yeah, it's very creepy. And this is all like Sheena's breaking down and Rachel's just like staring, getting her hair done, like creepy as fuck. Yeah. We get a one-on-one, but first of all, Andy asks Schwartz to move down so Rachel can sit in the middle. And Ariana's like, no, do not move. I'm like, oh, they're like this. I've never seen a reunion like this in all of my Bravo.
Yeah. Years. She was like, that's not happening. That is not happening. Like, you don't get to be in charge of that. But also, I feel it, because I'm not going to sit here and watch them sit next together. God forbid they start holding hands or something. I might kill someone.
How would they? He is a shell of a human.
Ugh.
So on the one-on-one, Rachel confirms that after the girls' trip, they hooked up. And he says, well, did you ever think about telling Ariana? Like, how come? You know, do you think she knew? And she goes, well, yeah, she believed us when we lied to her. So...
Oh, I just hate her.
I don't. Cool. Okay. I'm not sure if you should have said that, but
no.
I just have no word. Like that line, and Andy's face was like, "You, why are you still talking? Like, what are you thinking?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, she believed us when we lied to her. So we thought it was all good.
So
she believed us.
So crazy.
Sheena has to get in a car and be escorted off the set, as we know. And Schwartz pops a Xanax before Rachel enters.
That was wild.
First of all, sir, the Xanax is going to take a lot longer to kick in.
Yeah, you should have took that this morning when you were coming out there, so that by now you're good and comfortable. But you sit on television and pull a whole pill bottle. You could have just had one in your pocket and like slipped it.
That wasn't even a small, that was like a Costco size pill bottle.
And you didn't even have anything to drink. Like, you're just going for it.
Well, and then, I mean, Schwartz was, or Sandoval was like, put that away. You're on, you know, this is your private business. I was like, oh God, here we go. Sir.
Yeah, he threw it and he's like, give him back. That's his medication. Like, why don't you take a few of these? Calm down.
More cigs.
Yeah. The cigs ain't going to help you today.
Yeah. Anything else on part two? Next week is part three, and we won't find out until the last 5 minutes what the bombshell is.
Oh God!
What could it be?
They're just dragging the shit on and on.
It's gonna have to be explosive if they're like promoting it like this.
Well, they're saying like they're not doing contracts or anything until everybody has all the information. So I'm wondering, okay, so the theories that we've seen so far is A, Lisa knew, which I don't believe.
No.
B, Rachel's pregnant, which we've moved past that.
Yeah.
And C, that they hooked up while she was with James Kennedy.
But why would that prevent, like, Katie? When I'm thinking contracts, I'm thinking, like, why would Lala not sign? Why would Sheena not sign? Why would... Like, Sheena not signing wouldn't matter that Rachel and Sandoval hooked up prior.
No, and that's why I'm saying, like, those are the three theories that I've heard, and none of them equate to why you would have to put everything on hold.
Yeah.
But they better hurry up, because they want to start filming around Pride time, and that's coming up here in a couple weeks. So you better speed this whole thing up.
I mean, who's not going to sign? Let's be real. The ratings are, like, insane. We haven't gotten ratings back for this yet. I can check right now.
I mean, the two people I think that should not, we already know. But
I mean, Rachel already said, I think that she, like, someone said within her camp, like, she's well aware that, like, she's probably not, no one's going to film with her, right? So, like, what's
no. The yeah, I mean, if she's truly broken up with him, then there is no other option. There's no one to film with her.
And then you have, like, obviously Sandoval, you've got Tom Tom, and you've got Schwartz and Sandy's. But who's going to film with Schwartz? I mean, I just don't know how you go forward.
Right.
How do you film?
Because he's not even really friends.
The cast.
No, he's not. Sandoval's not even friends with anybody. Zero people but Schwartz. He can't hang out with any of the other guys because Brock won't. You know, there's nothing for him.
I love that Brock says not more than two words and he still goes, dude, you really put us in a bad spot here.
Yeah, that I love it.
Just insane. Yeah. So, but I also, you can't lose those three people. It doesn't make sense. No offense, but I'm not going to watch Katie and Lala wander around. Like, I'm not that interested in that.
True.
And there's no protagonist. There's no one on the other side that you want to see them fight with, you know?
Oh boy, this is... Yeah, so quite something.
We've got part three, and then we have like a behind the scenes producer. I think it's going to be like, when did you know? I think that's what we're going to get, hopefully, or some like behind the scenes footage. So we've got two more weeks of Vanderpump Rules. We've got OC starting on the 7th. So we're like a week away from yesterday, which is crazy. I can't wait. Tamara's coming in hot. Do you see that new promo?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You're a drunk. I was like, oh no, not Shannon Bedore. Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yeah. So we got OC coming back. We know we're ready for New York on the 16th of July. I need to catch up on Dancing Queens. I haven't really had time, clearly, because this weekend got away from me with Yellow Jackets and Top Chef. But yeah, anything else you're watching, let us know.
Yeah, I'm definitely open. I mean, I you know, things are Slim Pickens over here.
To see what our lives look like without Scandoval after this.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll be over here. I'll be honest. I'm going to watch some more ER, but.
Oh God.
I'm open to any suggestions.
I can't like Noah Wiley after. Oh, was it Enough? What was he in with Jennifer?
Yes, Lopez? Enough. He was the bad cop.
Yeah. I don't like him after that. Go away, Noah Wiley.
So good. ER, so good. Let's go.
But you get into Grey's or you don't get into Grey's?
Not really. I watched it here and there. Right now, especially because they have a lot of crossovers with Station 19.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I watched it in the beginning and then it was just like, no, Jesse Williams is gone now. And
He's naked on that stage play. We should go to New York.
Right? I will travel for that.
Hi, 7 tickets, please. There's only 2 of you. We know. We're going to need some room.
Just don't worry. Just don't worry about it.
Is this like the SeaWorld? Is there like a splash zone that like you can get wet in?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's very attractive. Oh, I also tried to watch the SVU finale, but I can't find out what to watch first.
SVU.
No, because Peacock, I watched SVU like episode 21 and then 22 mm-hmm. was like, it doesn't tell you what to watch to catch up on the crossover.
Oh, Criminal Intent. Isn't that what it's called?
No, Organized Crime.
Organized Crime, thank you. Yeah, so the one before it was SVU and then Organized Crime comes on second.
Yeah, but my SVU, the finale of SVU that I tried to watch, I needed to watch an Organized Crime and I don't know which one.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to go look at Peacock. That's, yeah. But with the premiere, they were like when Peacock ended, it was like, oh, watch this episode, watch this next, watch this. Like they kind of told you how to watch it. They didn't tell you how to watch the finales.
Got it. Yeah. So what
so I think I need to watch Organized Crime episode 21 before I watch SVU 22. Yes, I think that's what it is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I'll do that this weekend too.
Yeah.
We've got basketball back. So let's go Miami Heat. I think Jimmy Butler deserves a ring. So
absolutely. Let's see.
I hate the Denver Nuggets.
Yep. Starting tonight.
Anything else you're watching, let us know. Like us, rate us, follow us as always on Instagram. I've had a crazy week with that. So our Instagram has been kind of quiet. I'll get back on it. Sorry. Some home stuff happening as per usual with me.
Life happens.
Yeah. Not too unusual in that sense. Let us know what you're watching. And that's a wrap on episode 138.
Yes. Thank you as always for listening and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.